It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 16, and we're going to begin reading with the 8th verse down at the 4th vial, and we're going to read down through verse 16, down to the beginning of the 7th vial. And so please that you will open your Bibles to Revelation 16, verse 8. That's where we begin reading in just a few moments. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Our phone number is 217-847-2717, and that's 847-2717, 217 area code. And if you would like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I hope that you will take time to look at that site and enjoy it, please, because I think that you'll enjoy that very, very much. And so if that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study today, Revelation chapter 16, beginning to read with verse 8. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. Men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they are repented not to give him glory. The fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. The sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. He gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. Now that was the introduction, that was the reading of the precious word. Now let's begin with prayer and then we'll start the study. Father, we just thank you so much that we have the opportunity to use the radio as a ministry to take the Word of God out and for folks to listen to it. We desire that they know you as their Savior, personally have invited you into their hearts, accepting and realizing that they're a sinner and they're lost and they need salvation, and that salvation can only be had by trusting in you, that you have died on the cross of Calvary, taken their sins away, set them free. Please, dear Father, that be the way, and you will help them see that that's the only way. It is. There's no two or three ways. There's not baptism is one way, or church membership another way, or works another way. None of that. It is only by faith, believing that you died for them, and just calling upon you for salvation. Please, please come into my heart and save me. It's all you need to do if you're lost today. Listen carefully to this message, and just do not. Today is the day of salvation. Don't miss that. If you're saved, if you have already invited the Lord Jesus into your heart, this should stir us up to where we were out telling people about the saving grace and the saving knowledge and the power of our God. And so please, Father, I just ask that you'll touch every heart today, every heart. And those that are lost to salvation, those that are saved, to help them grow and get to work. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at these words here and these verses here, the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun. You know, we have already looked at the sores was first, the grievous sores. The second angel poured out his vial upon the sea. it became as blood as dead men. The third, we poured out the vial upon the rivers and the fountains of water. They became blood. What a horrible, horrible day. And the middle of the fifth and sixth verse in that section right there, the reason that our God, that my God, chooses to do this is very clear in these verses. They shed so much blood with their anger and following the devil and his ways that he is forcing them. The only thing there's going to be to drink is the blood of dead men. If you want to shed the blood of saints, if you want to shed the blood of prophets, if you want to shed the blood of Jesus Christ himself, you chose that. So be it. Drink the blood of dead men, because that's all there will be to drink. That is very clear in the fifth and sixth verse. Judgment's coming. Now to the verse 8, where the fourth vial being poured out. Again, the first is the grievous sores that'll come upon men. The next is the sea turns into blood. The third one is the waters and all the waters, the rivers and the fountains all turn into blood. And now we come to the fourth. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and the power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. There's nothing more terrible to look at than these rivers full of blood, and the fish are all dead and everything. And now our God is going to turn the heat up. He's going to turn the heat up. And been many a scientist and many politicians, and there's a purpose why they say there's the thing called global warming. It does one thing. It fills their pocket with money. It is a lie. There is no truth to it. If the temperature of this earth is increasing, it is not because of man. And when you have men that think that we are the cause of it, if you'll look behind, you'll find the money trail. And that money trail will lead right to these people and the decisions they make concerning the green movement and all those things. Watch the money. It's very simple. If the increase of temperature is ever so slight, it is our God's doing, not man's doing. And so if you, please, just understand that. That's very clear and very simple. We find that in Revelation chapter 8, verse 12, that a third of the sun, the moon, and the stars were blackened out. And if we read Revelation chapter 8, verse 12, we'll turn back to that verse of Scripture, Revelation chapter 8, verse 12. And the fourth angel sounded, and a third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars, so as a third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. So we find that in the Revelation chapter 8, verse 12. Now, let's go, because we're going to look at some prophecy here, and back to Malachi. Some of this is review, some of it is new to you. But if you'll look to the Old Testament book of Malachi, the very last book of the Old Testament, look to the fourth chapter, which is the final chapter in Malachi, and look to the first verse, Malachi chapter 4, verse 1. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Now let's go to Isaiah. And the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah has something to say about this in the 24th chapter. Isaiah chapter 24, and we're going to read verses 4 through 6. The earth mourned and faded away. The world languisheth and fadeth away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. You see why it burned? It's because they left. They defiled the law. They changed the ordinances. They broke the everlasting covenant. That's why judgment is coming. Wonderful verses of Scripture. But the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. The language, the languisheth, means to be weak and feeble and sick and to mourn. Remember the Scripture verse that keeps coming up? Except those days be shortened, there would be no flesh saved. That's what that's talking about. When these judgments are handed out and brought to pass, if they wouldn't be shortened, there wouldn't be a human being survive it. That's what it's talking about. Please, we do not want to spiritualize this vial as it's poured out here in this 16th verse, 16th chapter, the 8th verse. We find that the vial upon the sun and power was given unto them to scorch men with fire, and men were scorched with great heat, blaspheme the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Don't spiritualize. Do not spiritualize this. This is real fire and real heat. God turns up the heat on the sun, and it just blisters men, and they will die, as it tells us there. We need to understand that this heat, the light, the sun, is 92 or almost 93 million miles. And for the heat of the sun and the light of the sun to get to Earth, it has to travel that 93 million miles. The surface of the sun, right now the temperature is estimated 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit. We have something called gravity here upon Earth. Well, there's gravity on the sun. But the gravity there is 28 times the gravity here up on the Earth. 28 times. And so using something so simple as a gallon of milk, instead of it weighing around 9 pounds, it will weigh 252 pounds. So that gives you an idea of what the gravitational pull has to do with it. There are blasts of fire and gas that loop up off of the sun, its surface, thousands of miles, and it remains there for months at a time. What a tremendous power in just the sun only. Our God created the sun. Our God set it in the center of our solar system. Our God rotates the earth and spins it around the sun. And it's spinning to start with on its own, and then it rotates around the sun. How could anyone not believe that there is a God that has set this into place? This heat, this overwhelming heat, is just going to be suffocating. In this plague, God takes the beautiful, warm, life-giving, what warms the earth, what brings life to the trees and the plants, and it grows our crops and everything, that beautiful sun, and he's going to turn it into a giant ball of tormenting fire. Backs and faces and arms and legs will just be blistered. They will be burned with the intense heat of the sun. Don't you think that all those that are on the earth, when this comes to pass, wouldn't you think that all would just fall on their faces and beg for mercy, but we find that they don't. When men change the truth of God into a lie, when men refuse to keep God in their knowledge, God gives them up. And we find, as we look at these verses of Scripture, that they do not turn. They blaspheme the name of God. They do not turn to God. They blaspheme God. The most dangerous thing in this world is for a man to know the way of God, hear the way of truth, and boldly refuse it. And they refuse to follow the truth of God. My friend, what a dangerous, dangerous thing that is to deny the truth, to hear it and to deny it. And we have millions of people that have done just that. We have folks today that live in this very town that will not accept salvation through our God. They choose to go another way, and that other way will bring them down the road that we're talking about right here. This blistering heat. Now, this will happen only if the church is raptured. If the Lord Jesus comes to get his church, call it the rapture of the church. The church will be taken away. Now, when I say the church, I'm not talking about this church. I'm talking about the believers. They are a part of the universal church. Everyone that has come by faith, whatever church, whatever location of the world you're in, wherever you're at, if you have come by faith to the Lord Jesus and trusted in him, then you will be taken up, and it will be a glorious day. If you've had to go to the grave first, your body will come out of that grave. You'll receive your glorified body. Those of us that are alive, if it happens in my lifetime, I will receive my glorified body, and we will be forever present with the Lord. Tribulation begins at that time. These things begin to happen, begin to pour out. The Antichrist begins to go in his full strength. The devil just empowers them, and they come with such strength and such power. It will be the most awful time here upon earth. Instead of men falling on their face and repenting, they will blaspheme God. They'll curse God because of it. And it's not God's fault. It's their fault. You hear people say, well, a loving God won't send anybody to hell. No, he doesn't. You take yourself there. Don't give God any credit for sending you to hell. If you don't know Jesus Christ, your Savior, you're going to hell. But it's not God's fault. It's not God's problem. It's your problem because you deny the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Let's look on now as we look at these verses of Scripture. Again, men were scorched with great heat, verse 9 of the 16th chapter of Revelation, blaspheme the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Who had the power to stop the plagues? God does, only one, and yet they curse him and they blaspheme him. Verse 10 and 11, the fifth vial. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongue for pain, and blasphemed the name, blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and they repented not of their deeds. Have the same result, don't we? These vials are poured out one right after another. One right after another, these vials are poured out. And so they come, one right after another. This is number five. The people still have their sores from the first vial, these running, grievous sores. The seas are still turned to blood. All fresh water is turned to blood. That's all they have to drink. What's next? The burning of the sun. The blistering of the sun. We read those two scripture verses out of the Old Testament, and we found that many die, and if it had not been shortened, all would have died. Now here in the 10th verse, we find darkness, full darkness, the entire universe blacked out. People trying to mogate, people trying to negotiate back and forth, total darkness, the entire universe. They still have their sores. They still have no water. It's all blood. The heat, the blistering heat will still be there. Now you say, wait a minute, Larry, it's going to be dark. That blistering heat is still going to be there. We have in hell total darkness, and yet heat, the man that's in place of torment, the rich man, he was so burning up, and he just Lazarus, just dip your fingers in blood and touch my tongue, please. That's all I need, just that little bit. And he was not allowed to. The heat will continue. Now we have this darkness. The pain of all these, the pain of all these is so unbearable that they literally gnaw on their tongue and curse God. And curse God. Let's look to Joel. The book of Joel. We've got a couple of verses of scripture here to look at. I hope that you're turning to that. Sometimes these are kind of hard to come up with, but I always find them myself, and so you can do the same. Amos, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, right in that territory there. Joel chapter 2, and we're going to read verse 1, 2, and verse 31. Joel chapter 2, verse 1. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread unto the mountains, a great people and a strong, there hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even in the years of many generations. Now, if you'll turn to me to the verse 31, the sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, that before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. We are coming to that day. We're coming to that day. Let's look at Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 6. Who can stand before his indignation? Who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. But with an overrunning flood, he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. Nehemiah chapter 2. I'm sorry, that's Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. In Mark chapter 13, we have, in those days the sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give her light. Total darkness. No moon, no sun, no stars, no light. The last time this happened, give it some thought, yes, when Jesus hung on the cross of Calvary. He hung there for our sins. Jesus paid the debt that day. But when that took place, total darkness, and I believe that darkness will be comparable to here. Back to the book of Revelation, the 16th chapter. Revelation 16, verse 11. Fifth vial is poured out, verse 10, upon the seat of the beast. His kingdom was full of darkness. All those things are coming to a head now. They blaspheme God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and they repented not. After all this, surely they would repent. No, they blaspheme God instead. They curse God. They have accepted the lie, and they will be damned because of it. And that's what's coming now. We go to the sixth vial. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates. The water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophets. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. The great river Euphrates. God has already rolled back the Red Sea and did the same with the river Jordan so that they could pass through on dry land. These were blessings to those that followed God. The same things that were blessings to God's people as they crossed the Red Sea leaving Egypt, as they crossed the Jordan River into the land of Canaan, those were tremendous blessings, miracles that man got to see and got to watch. But those same miracles and those same blessings to the people following God, that same blessing was a curse to Pharaoh. Because when Pharaoh chose to follow after, going through the Red Sea, we find that the death to Pharaoh, death to his army, the passage into Canaan to destroy the enemy was there. We look at crossing the Red Sea, the death of Pharaoh. There was a division as well when they crossed across into Canaan. And the reason that that was the difference there too is they came across and they had to fight the battle. It's kind of like making a commitment to coming in. Now, with this Euphrates River here, the northeast limit of the land promised to Israel is this border, the Euphrates River. The river is 1,780 miles long. It was kind of a divider from the east and the west. Drying up the Euphrates River will prepare the way and open the door for the great eastern armies to cross the country and join with the Antichrist. The drying up of this river. Now John sees something else. He saw three unclean spirits like frogs. At this time of the reign of the Antichrist, this period, all kings of the earth have allied together with him. The kings and the Antichrist. The goal is to destroy the remnant of Israel. They have refused, this remnant of Israel has refused to accept the false Messiah. They have refused to receive the mark of the beast. To prepare for this last great slaughter, we need help. Two things. Euphrates dried up. Three demon spirits go out to draw the kings together. This happened. God uses these evil spirits, demons from hell. They will have satanic powers to perform these miracles. What a day. What an awful day. Please trust in Jesus, my dear friend. What are you going to do about Jesus?